Old house, you know. Why, one wing of it dates from the 14th century. Again Poirot shivered. The thought of a 14th century English manor house filled him with apprehension. He had suffered too often in the historic country houses of England. He looked round appreciatively at his comfortable modern flat with its radiators and the latest patent devices for excluding any kind of draught. "In the winter," he said firmly, "I do not leave London." "Well, I don't think you quite appreciate, Monsieur Poirot, what a very serious matter this is." Mr. Jesmond glanced at his companion, and then back at Poirot. Poirot's second visitor had up to now said nothing but a polite and formal, "How do you do?" He sat now, gazing down at his well-polished shoes, with an air of the utmost dejection on his coffee-coloured face. He was a young man, not more than 23, and he was clearly in a state of complete misery. "Yes, yes," said Hercule Poirot, "of course the matter is serious. I do appreciate that. His Highness has my heartfelt sympathy." "The position is one of the utmost delicacy," said Mr. Jesmond. Poirot transferred his gaze from the young man to his older companion. If one wanted to sum up Mr. Jesmond in a word, the word would have been discretion. Everything about Mr. Jesmond was discreet. His well-cut but inconspicuous